Mexican cops search for U.S. citizen, four others reported missing in Jalisco. By Cartel Chronicles on May 28, 2023. Authorities are searching for four men and a woman who went missing on their way to work this week in the Mexican state of Jalisco. One of the missing individuals is a U.S. citizen who was born in Arizona. The case began this week when the Jalisco State Missing Persons Commission issued a series of bulletins announcing a search for Arizona-born Carlos David Valladolid Hernandez, his sister Itzel Abigail Valladolid Hernandez, and their co-workers Arturo Robles Corona, Carlos Benjamin Garcia Cuevas, and Jesus Alfredo Salazar Ventura. Authorities have not labeled the case a kidnapping. Local news outlets in Mexico claim that the five individuals went missing in Zapopan and Tonalá, two of the main municipalities of the Guadalajara metropolitan area. According to Mexico's Milenio News, Carlos David Valladolid Hernandez was born in Arizona but recently moved to Jalisco with his family. The other missing individuals are all Mexican citizens. Authorities in the U.S. have not yet released any information about the disappearance of Valladolid Hernandez. Authorities in Mexico have not called the case a kidnapping or confirmed that the five cases are related. Local news outlets claim all five worked at the same call center in the Guadalajara metropolitan area. The incident comes at a time when Mexico continues to experience raging cartel violence, even in once peaceful states, as rival drug cartels wage fierce turf wars. That violence is often related to cases of missing persons where cartel gunmen kidnap and disappear suspected rivals, even though in many cases the victims are innocent. According to a report from the Jalisco government, as of April 30, 2023, the state has a total of 14,041 missing person cases. The majority of the cases are in the Guadalajara metropolitan area. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.